I believe I'm correct in saying that with the TKIs, even though obviously not everybody has a partial response, when you look at the waterfall plots, that most patients have tumor shrinkage. You know, what do we know about the patients who don't experience response initially up front to these agents in terms of the biology of their tumors or why one responds and one doesn't?
Yeah, I would say in short, nothing. As you state, you know, 70-75% will have tumor shrinkage pretty consistently with almost every anti-angiogenic monotherapy in kidney cancer. It's remarkably similar, whether it's Sutent, Sorafenib, Avastin, AG13736, any one of the new agents. It's pretty remarkable, consistent amount of tumor shrinkage. So my hypothesis would be there must be something about those patients that's different from the 25-30% that don't respond. We looked, both when I was at UCSF and now at Cleveland Clinic, at von Hippel-Lindau gene mutations, and there's probably something there, but it's not as clean as mutated respond and non-mutated don't. There's probably some complex biology of VHL gene status, RNA expression, protein expression. There's probably a number of factors that could segregate patients, but we just don't yet have the studies and the data to do that. Clinically, again, there have been some factors that have been looked at, and they tend to be very generic factors, performance status or hemoglobin level, things that may not be specific to this therapy, may just be specific to cancer patients who do well regardless of therapy. So we're really just scratching the surface with predictive factors in this disease.